Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
So Papa Smurf came floating down 6th Avenue during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and our producer Renee lost it for about 2.5 minutes during the break. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and I think I might have just broke my partner Q Myers, who's out in Las Vegas. His head is in his hands. I am Michael Ross, and we are filling in for Greeny. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. And it is Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And, of course, Thanksgiving Day means a few different things. It means turkey. It means parades. And most of all, Q, it means football. We're about an hour and a half out from the first game of the day, the Lions and the Bills. Tre'Davious White is going to be playing today. He's active, as inactives just came out for both teams. Inactive for the Lions, Michael Brockers, Evan Brown, Charles Harris, Jonah Jackson, Jeff Okuda, and Josh Pascal. So interesting that I think Tre'Davious White is going to play. I'm really fascinated by this today because I think that could be a game changer. We just haven't seen a ton of Tre'Davious White so far this season, Q.
No, you really haven't. And you know how good of a player he is. You know, when he's out there, he's a key cog on that Bills defense. And so, yeah, that's gonna be a tough one. I hate seeing for the Lions there. I hate seeing Jeffrey Okuda out because there's so much. You know, can he be that guy? Right? Can he be that guy? Remember when the Lions drafted him so high, and his whole career has been riddled with injuries, unfortunately, for him. So I like the fact that he played earlier in the season, got into the end zone earlier in the season. Would like to see more of Jeffrey Okuda, but won't see it today.
No, we won't. And listen, Jeff Okuda, I covered him when he was drafted out of Ohio State and was the highest cornerback taken in decades.
I covered him
point.
In high school. Fun wow. fact, I covered him back in Texas in high school. Saw him play a couple playoff games.
I say there's a lot of Jeff Okuda history here on this show. But, I mean, Jeff Okuda was playing hurt really from the jump, right? Yep. Like, he got hurt as a rookie. He ended up having to have surgery. I believe it was on his groin, if I remember correctly, as a rookie. Then he tears his Achilles last year, comes back, looks good, and then gets hurt again. So it's just rough luck for Jeff Okuda. But when he has been on the field recently, he has actually been quite good. This, by the way, the season debut for Tre'Davious White, as we're talking about cornerbacks. Of course, he plays for the Buffalo Bills. The Bills inactives today: A.J. Epenesa, Greg Rousseau, Baylen Specter, Tremaine Edmonds, Tommy Sweeney, Mitch Morse, and Cam Lewis. So, living in Detroit for 8 years, this was always a work day for me, Q. Mm-hmm. I covered the Lions, and I'll tell you, Thanksgiving Day in Detroit is such a big tradition for that city. Like, no one does Thanksgiving Day quite like Detroit. And I grew up in New York, and I say that because the entire city, they rally around this. Like, this is their Super Bowl so many seasons because the Lions, of course, have never been to a Super Bowl. Like, I know that sometimes NFL fans outside of Detroit wish that the Lions did not play on Thanksgiving, but I'm curious about this game because the Lions are the hottest team in the NFC right now.
They're playing good ball offensively, right? Their defense is obviously still a work in progress, but you know they're showing signs of life. I think that's what you have to be pretty excited about if you're the Detroit Lions. It's not just an instant W. When you see the Lions on the schedule, it's like, oh, that's a dub, right? I mean, we go through the schedules all the time, and oh, that's a W, that's an L, that's a W, that's an L. The Lions are that team that you feel pretty comfortable putting a W, but they've proven this year under Dan Campbell that they're going to be a tough out. Right, they're not going to win every game, and they still have a long way to go, but they're showing that they're going to fight. They're going to be basically who their head coach is, Dan Campbell. He's a fighter. He's a grinder. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, you want a bunch of Dan Campbells in your locker room because you know that they're going to give you everything you got. So I can give the Lions a lot of credit for being that tough out. I just think that it's going to be too tough for them today when they face the Buffalo Bills.
Probably, especially because it seems like Josh Allen – not listed on the injury report at all. That's a good step for one of the best quarterbacks.
Which is strange
in the game.
To me, by the way. It's very strange. A couple weeks ago, we're talking about Josh Allen and the UCL, and I'm thinking, hey, man, protect your guy. Protect your guy. UCLs are no joke. We see what happens in baseball all the time. Make sure if he's not healthy, then you're in trouble. And then all of a sudden he goes out and plays, and now he's not even on the injury report. So, man, that's one quick healing elbow as far as I'm concerned.
No doubt. And the fact that he practiced in limited quotes all week, because on short weeks, most teams don't practice. And right. Then not to be listed was really interesting to me. Greeny is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Alongside Q Myers, I'm Michael Rothstein, filling in for Greeny today. We want to hear from you. We're taking your questions on what is your Thanksgiving meal do's and don'ts, and what coach or player gets the invite to your Thanksgiving feast. Join our conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Q, I will add to my list of people that I would want to have at Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, you're making it a party now. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, by sticking
with this. It's a Rothstein party, baby. Let's go.
that's not a good party for anybody to be at. But
you're in Atlanta, man. You can invite Jermaine Dupri. You can invite The Brat. You can invite Outkast, Andre 3000. You can invite all them cats.
And man, I'm sure all of those people will accept my invitations, Q. Come on. Let's be real here. However, I will say this, and it goes to this game, right?
Okay.
Dan Campbell is a guy that I would be very intrigued by having at a Thanksgiving Day meal, because not only can he eat a lot and handle his thing and, you know, basically tell a lot of stories, his stories are going to be super interesting. Because if you don't know this about Dan Campbell, one of the last stories I wrote when I covered the Lions about Campbell was about his backstory. And this is a guy who grew up on a farm, and I had his friends tell me stories about he could, like, literally tackle like a 200-pound calf and wrestle it to the ground. Like, the Dan Campbell stories.
That'd be a good challenge. That'd be a good challenge at the party, right? He's at the house. It's like, Dan, I bet you can't tackle that cow out back, right? And try to get him, fired up. Oh, Q, I used to do that. No, you didn't. That's an old wise. Go out and do it, man. Go out and do it. And then next thing you know, the police are at your house. Dan Campbell's already done tackled a cow. The neighbor's angry. Oh man, this is made for TV. This is fantastic.
I'm just more curious. You're out in Vegas. You got cows out in Vegas?
No, but we'll go find one. I mean, look, we can find whatever we want, right? I mean, look, I'm telling you, I'm that guy. Look, let me tell you, let me take you behind the scenes. I'm that guy where if you're at the house and we're talking a little trash, we go back and forth. You know, I ended up out in the street a couple weeks ago against my buddy Vegas Jess, and we're running routes at night, which was silly. Well, we're running routes at night. He's the wide receiver. I'm the DB. And long story short, I ended up falling and scraping my hands up and everything and messing up my work shirt. But it's like, I'm that guy that you challenge. Hey, I bet you can't do this. I bet I can. You know, so I think Dan Campbell would be that, but times a million. So whatever I thought I was, he would actually be that guy.
No doubt. And here's the interesting thing, right? Going back to football a little bit, they do have a question at quarterback. Jared Goff, yep. Is he a medium-term answer for them? Is he a long-term answer? They do have him under contract next year. Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press was on Freddie and Fitzsimmons last night, and he's explained a little bit about what maybe the Lions are thinking in terms of Jared Goff in the short and long term.
Look, I think if you gave this front office and this regime truth serum, you know, they would tell you that Jared Goff is not the quarterback they anticipate, like, leading this team for the long term. But having said that, you know, they're going to have some success. They're, you know, have had a little bit at least the last couple weeks, and that you still have the Rams pick. But if that takes them out of the running for one of these young quarterbacks, like in the draft, like, where do you go, right? Maybe Jared Goff is the guy for another year or two until the Lions can figure out who their real long-term solution is. And Brad Holmes is not the guy that – he's not going to roll the dice on a quarterback just to take a quarterback. But here's the reality with the Lions. The way the Rams pick is trending, this is going to be the fifth straight year that they will have a top-10 draft pick. And I think to come away from that stretch without drafting a young quarterback when it's, you know, been such a clear position of need in my eyes, really, since late Matthew Stafford's regime there.
That's going to be a really interesting scenario, if for no other reason than the Lions may be able to get a quarterback in the future, but not using the Detroit Lions draft pick, because it ended up working out for them with the Matthew Stafford deal.
Absolutely.
Just as much as it worked out for the Rams last year, because, you know, they won a Super Bowl.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I think Jared Goff is good enough to hold it down, but he's not great, right? I mean, he's not great, but remember, Jared Goff played in a Super Bowl, right? I mean, so he's good enough to get it done if the Lions feel like, hey, they can go and address that position immediately and still let him sit behind Goff for a little bit, not have to push the guy into action right away. That could be a win-win situation. Or if they say, you know what, we can address this next year because we can go out and get a big-time defensive player and add to our team. I think that they're in a good position, and they're showing signs of being better, getting better as a team.
Absolutely. And by the way, there's one more point with this, right? Jared Goff was 1-1. First guy taken overall.
Yeah.
Guy we were talking about earlier, Zach Wilson, second overall pick. What does that tell you? It tells you that taking a quarterback at the high in the draft is not an exact science. It does not mean that you are going to have success with that player.
Right.
Not even close. So you really have to wonder if you're the Lions, if it's worth that, or if it's maybe worth building around Jared Goff. I think we've seen in the past there are NFL teams that have game managers as quarterbacks, and Jared Goff can be an efficient game manager, and they can build around that, and you can win that way. Teams have won Super Bowls that way, Baltimore Ravens being one of them. That's kind of, I think, what the Lions should do and should look at. Build everything else, and then you can figure out your quarterback later. We've seen some teams have success with that. Coming up, we'll get back to your calls on your Thanksgiving do's and don'ts, as well as who you would want at your Thanksgiving feast. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Happy Thanksgiving, Q. Wonderful to be here.
Yes, sir. Excited about it.
And what we're talking about today is, what are your Thanksgiving meals do's and don'ts? Like, what coach or player do you want to invite to your Thanksgiving feast? And so far, our leader in the clubhouse is Marv Levy. That's the best answer that any of us or any of our callers have given.
I think Dan Campbell, though, is right up there.
Dan Campbell's good.
That's a good one, though. That's a good one. I want to give the Dan Campbell challenge, right? I just anything. Dan, look at all that turkey. Eat that whole turkey, right? I mean, he just seems like he could do some different style things. I'd be excited by Dan Campbell.
He will bring good beverages too. Dan Campbell is a great, I think, Thanksgiving guest.
Right.
But he is going to be busy today, Q, so he's not going to be able to go to your Thanksgiving feast. He's going to be coaching as his Lions face the Bills here in just over an hour in the first of three Thanksgiving games today. But we're going to go back out to the Dr. Pepper call-in line. We're going to go to Michael in South Dakota. Michael, who do you want as your Thanksgiving guest?
My guest would be Bud Grant.
Ooh, I like it. Okay. Why
that,
Bud?
That guy has a story. Played for the Lakers. Played for the Eagles, drafted in both the NBA and the NFL. I know the NBA was a different animal back then, but still. And just, you know, he's 85 years old a number of years ago, goes out in a mid-December game for a coin flip in shirt sleeves, just a polo shirt. Everyone else is bundled up. Bud Grant is a guy that has stories that are unbelievable. I just read one the other day about how when he was 17, out hunting, caught in a snowstorm. They were out there for 3 days, and he and his friend survived. I would just love to pick his brain for hours.
Michael, thank you for the
nice,
call,
like
and
it.
Happy Thanksgiving. I like that a lot. That's
that
a really,
good
really good one.
Michael's swinging for the fences, man.
Yeah, I mean, where would you put that right now? We've got our leaderboard. You've got Marv Levy, then Dan Campbell. Where does Bud Grant go?
Oh, man, he's got to be up there. Maybe right behind Marv Levy, I would think. Because Dan Campbell, we're just going to have fun. We're just going to shoot the bull the whole time, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just really going to be like two homeboys hanging out. So we won't really put him as high on the list, but he's going to be a guest of honor. He'll be really a cool guy. But I like that Bud Grant one. That was a good one. Well done, Michael.
I like that a lot. Jeff from Virginia Beach, welcome to the show. Who do you want as your Thanksgiving guest?
Right behind.
Jeff, you there?
Hello.
There he is.
Yeah.
Jeff, hey, happy Thanksgiving, man. Who do you want as your Thanksgiving guest?
Without a shadow of a doubt, I think it's got to be Bill Belichick. And the reason why is, one, you don't have to worry about being, you know, dressing up. You know, he's showing up in a hoodie. I guess I can, too. And also, the post-dinner press conference would be great. Like, if you screwed up the dinner, you could, you know, the turkey
was
dry,
was a mess.
Potatoes were lumpy.
On to Christmas.
Yeah, we're just on to Christmas. That's funny.
Jeff, thank you for the call. That was really good. I don't know. I'm not feeling Bill as a Thanksgiving guest. I think the stories would be great. And you've seen him in certain avenues.
I got an idea when it comes to Belichick. Belichick could be a guest at your house, and I'll just come over for a little while, but then I got to roll out, right? I'm not inviting him into my house, but if he's at your house, I'll stop by and see what's up, and then I'm out.
Be worried about the amount of hours I'd have to work if Bill Belichick was coming over to my house. I don't know. I'm not feeling that. Roberto, we're going to go to you in Florida. Who's your Thanksgiving guest? Oh, sorry, we have lost Roberto. Roberto is already on his way to a good Thanksgiving Day. Q, I think we've got a pretty good list so far, right? Like, it seems like it's growing. The Thanksgiving table is getting a little bit bigger here.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was thinking of just football players when we first posed the question, but now obviously we're kind of getting out of the, you know, the whole conversation. So I'll be selfish, and I'll say that my favorite player of all time in any sport is Ricky Henderson. I'm a Ricky Henderson guy. I would love to have Ricky at any kind of meal, especially Thanksgiving, because everything Ricky says is going to be in the third person. And first, I'm going to have to work to try to keep up with it. But I just know that the way that he does it so fluidly, like he just does it, and it's not even a problem, that I would just kind of be caught up in awe. But he's my favorite athlete of all time. I'm a huge Ricky Henderson fan, always will be. So that would be the guy I invite for Thanksgiving.
Hey, all right, we're going back to the phone line. We've got Roberto. He has agreed to spend some time with us today. Roberto, Florida, who's your Thanksgiving guest?
My Thanksgiving guest will be LT from the New York Giants, because I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from New York. So he will come to a Puerto Rican Thanksgiving dinner, and we will have, I don't know if you know anything about Puerto Rican dinners, we will have penne, turkey, ham, arroz con gandules, tembleque, all the good stuff. I just wanted to say that line that he said is going on like a bunch of crazed dogs.
Roberto, thanks for the
call. I want to go to Roberto's house. I just want to be part of that conversation.
Not only that, I just want some of that food. That sounds fantastic. I need to get in.
Roberto's entertaining, man. I want to go kick it with Roberto.
Yeah, and I like LT as an idea as well. I don't know, again, if he's as high as Marv Levy or Bud Grant or Dan Campbell, but LT's a good one.
I like LT, but I like Roberto better. I'm going to Roberto's house because he'll break it down, man. He'll be like, Q, this is what you're drinking, and this is what you're eating, and this is why, and this is the – and, you know, Mama made this, and – I'm in. Roberto, I'm on my way, brother.
We'll go one more quick one to the phone line. Dave in Kentucky, who is your Thanksgiving guest?
Turn your radio down.
Dave, turn your radio down. You're on with us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So who's your Thanksgiving guest?
I would have Mike Tyson.
Oh, nice.
You talk about stories. That guy. Reading his book is exhausting.
I bet. Is that before party favors or after party favors? I can imagine what kind of party that would be. That would be exciting.
Oh, that would be wild. Dave, thank you for the call. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to say this. I think we've got a new number one in the clubhouse. Mike Tyson to me right now, Q. That's number one.
No, man. Roberto's my number one, man. I'm going, hey, you know, forget everybody. Me and Roberto, we're hanging out, man. That's my homeboy.
That's fine. All right, but I was talking about, like, guests, not necessarily people suggesting.
I don't care. Whoever's coming to Roberto's house, I'm in.
That's fair. Well, as Q finds his way to Roberto's house, we're going to come up next as we start breaking down the Vikings and the Patriots. They're in prime time tonight on Thanksgiving. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Greeny, the podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80, alongside Q Myers. I'm Michael Rothstein, filling in today on Thanksgiving Day for Greeny, ESPN Radio. And Greeny, as always, is presented by Progressive Insurance. And all morning long, as we've gotten excited for our own Thanksgivings after the show, we've been taking your questions. You can join the show at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. And we're talking about what are your Thanksgiving meal do's and don'ts, and what coach or player gets your invite to your Thanksgiving feast. And we're going to go right back out to the Dr. Pepper call-in line. And we're going to go to David on Long Island, my home, where I grew up. David, who is your guest?
Oh, it would have to be Rob Gronkowski.
Yes, that's two for Gronk today, Q.
He said that with such pride.
I guess I could go with Mark Schlereth also. I can't go wrong with seems like he has good stories always.
But why Gronk? What is it about Gronk that would make him
just
your
a lot
Thanksgiving
of energy.
Guest?
I mean, just a lot of energy, a lot of fun. You know, seems like a cool guy, down to earth. So be nice to go, you know, get a football game going, have Gronk play tight end like he always does, you know.
No,
that kind of stuff.
David, I completely agree with you, and thanks for the call. Happy Thanksgiving to you. QC, that's two for Gronk now. That's our first multi-guy.
Yeah.
Or woman.
Gronk is a party animal. So, I mean, you know, those kind of guys, they're almost like – there's no doubt about them. Those are the ones that are invited because you know that they're going to have a good time. I mean, there's guys that you'd invite to the Thanksgiving dinner and you'd say, I kind of hope they don't come because every time they show up, there's drama. Gronk wouldn't be that guy. He wouldn't be the drama. Maybe that's just my family, but
that might be.
He wouldn't be drama. He would just be fun, right? I mean, yeah. that's just who he is. He's a fun dude. So you can imagine that he'd have a good time. He'd be the guy that even though it's cold outside, no matter where you're at, he'd be the guy that's like, hey, let's go jump in the pool. And he'd go jump in the pool for some weird reason. He'd just do it.
And he'd do it in Buffalo or Minnesota or
right.
somewhere
that's
like
what I'm saying.
That.
Yeah. Anywhere. Yeah, he's that guy.
We've had an interesting list so far. I've been keeping track. Marv Levy, Bud Grant, Dan Campbell, Gronk twice, Mike Tyson, and LT. Like, that's a pretty strong list. And we're going to add to it right here. We're going to go to Shane in Colorado. Happy Thanksgiving, Shane. Who is your Thanksgiving meal guest?
Nathaniel Hackett.
I'm scared
wow,
to ask you
I
why.
Got it. I'm interested in this one. Come on, Shane. Tell me something. Why?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys. I'm calling you from Salida, Colorado. Little disgruntled Bronco fan right now.
Okay.
I'd like to have Coach Hackett over. Seems like a great guy, but I'd kind of like to pick his brain a little bit and figure out, Coach, why are some of the things happening right now? What is going on? Like we're getting impatient down here.
No, listen, that's a very fair question, Shane. I think a lot of people are, and honestly, to me, Q, Nathaniel Hackett's a guy that might be one and done, man. Like, yeah. I hate saying that, especially on Thanksgiving, and I like Nathaniel Hackett a lot when I've talked with him in the past, but it's just not working out, and you put so much money into Russell Wilson that if it comes down to coach or quarterback in that situation, guess who's going to win?
Oh, quarterback. Every time. Yeah,
QB, every time.
I mean, with all that money invested, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I feel like really when it came to Nathaniel Hackett, he kind of showed his hand when he passed over the offensive coordinator or the play calling duties to Clint Kubiak last week against the Raiders. I felt like that was almost his last lifeline, right? You know, in whatever show that was where it's like phone a friend or whatever, or you have another lifeline. I'm terrible with TV shows, so I don't remember what it was, but that's what
it felt
like.
Who wants to be a millionaire, Q?
Well, there you go. No wonder I'm terrible with that one because I'll never be a millionaire. So there's that. I just think that was a lifeline right there. You know, hey, okay, we're going to pass the duties over to Clint Kubiak and maybe he can get us out of this, you know, doldrum that we're in. And they still found a way to lose the game on Sunday against the Raiders. So, Nathaniel Hackett, I hate to see guys get fired regardless of where they're at or what they're doing because jobs are so hard to come by. But he's easily a guy that could be one and done.
No, I really think that, and it's going to be really interesting. You hope that doesn't happen because when we're talking about this, especially on Thanksgiving, but really any day, I think it sometimes gets lost. Like, we're talking about a lot of families involved here because it's not just the head coach who's very well compensated. A lot of times it's coordinators, assistants, strength staff. It trickles down. These are families a lot of times that are involved, wives, children who have nothing to do with any of this, and they face a lot of criticism. So I just want to make that very clear when we talk about coaches being fired and moving on. That
I got a good one for you.
Okay,
I got a good one for you real quick. My dad chimed in and said that he would invite Don Shula for Thanksgiving dinner. And he said, if the turkey burned, you could always go to his steakhouse.
Ooh,
boom.
I like
now that's
that.
Good thinking that's, right there.
And that is
that's
a,
why
that
he's
is
my
a,
dad.
Absolutely. But not only that is like a half dad joke right there.
That's why
that
he's
is
my
half
dad.
Dad joke. Our producer Renee chiming in. Mike Dickey would be a good one. I'm guessing for the same reason because
See?
You can go to his steakhouse
there
in
you
Chicago.
Go.
We'll go back out to the phone lines one more time. Wade in Pittsburgh, who is your Thanksgiving guest? Wade, are you there?
He couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Wade, who's your Thanksgiving guest? Welcome to the show. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Yeah, even though he's a former Raven and I'm a Steeler fan, I got to go with ESPN's very own Bart Scott because it would have to be the funniest Thanksgiving ever watching football with him.
Yes.
No doubt. Yes. I mean, and listen, Bart Scott definitely can't wait to go. You know, that's the low-hanging fruit
right.
of that joke. But that Bart Scott would be a great guest. Bart is highly entertaining.
He's fantastic.
And
he's
we're obviously fantastic. Very lucky to have him here without question. Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. We are on Greeny here on ESPN Radio alongside Q Myers. I'm Michael Rothstein filling in for Greeny. And as much fun as we're having talking about Thanksgiving meals, do's and don'ts, and what players are getting the invite to your Thanksgiving feast, there is football to be played. Three games today. There's the Bills, Lions at 12:30, the Cowboys, Giants in an NFC matchup later on this afternoon. And then at night in prime time, does Kirk Cousins finally break out of the Kirk Cousins prime time masquerade ball that is bad, Q, when they play the Patriots?
I mean,
do you think this happens tonight for Kirk Cousins?
History tells us no, right? I mean, you just are who you are. And for some reason on prime time, you know, Kirk Cousins can't get it done or hasn't got it done. I don't want to say he can't get it done. He just hasn't yet. So maybe he'll prove us, you know, wrong and he'll get it done tonight. I think it's a very winnable game for Minnesota. But also, Michael, what I want to see is how the Vikings in general – how they bounce back. This is not just a Kirk Cousins thing. This is a Vikings thing. This is a Kevin O'Connell thing. How do they bounce back after that whooping they took from the Cowboys? I mean, 40-3, you're flying high. You're 8-1 going into that game, and you get throttled 40-3 in your house by the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, you got to feel some kind of way. And then, oh, by the way, on a short week, you're back at it. So, I mean, that's good and bad, right? It's good because they're back on the field and they can get that other game out of their mind. But how quickly can they bounce back following that whooping?
No, that's part of it, too. Now, I think they're helped in that they're facing an offensively challenged team in the Patriots. Don't forget, both of these teams put up 3 points last week.
Right, right.
On offense, because the Patriots obviously ended up winning the game and beating the Jets, but they did it basically on a punt return and with good defense. I don't anticipate that type of defensive battle tonight because, yes, Kirk Cousins has struggled in primetime, but I think that this Vikings team is very legitimate, is for real. And I think you're going to see the Vikings win this game today. But I think you'll see a little bit more of Dalvin Cook, and I think they're going to run the ball a lot. They should, because that's how to attack the Patriots.
Yeah, and the Patriots, they do have a good defense. I do expect to see a lot of Dalvin Cook, and we'll see what happens, right? I mean, like you said, the Patriots and their offense is not very good, but if they can get things rolling just a little bit, then maybe it's going to be an interesting game. I think it's going to be an interesting game regardless, but when you look at it on paper, in all seriousness, like, Minnesota should win this game, but we see the NFL each and every week, right? There's a lot of shoulda, woulda, couldas that don't. I mean, every single week, and that's what the NFL loves it, Michael. The NFL loves it. You think that you know because, oh, this team's record is this, that, and the other, and all of a sudden, that's a team that jumps up and they look really good, right? It just is what it is. I mean, the NFL, there's so many teams that are very similar to each other, and then there's a couple that are separate from each other.
Right, and I think this year the teams that you can get and are starting to separate themselves, I think, are the Eagles. And then
– are they?
I think so. I think
the Chiefs have separated themselves. I think the Eagles still even have a few questions.
But I think it's the Eagles and the Chiefs. I think it's those two. And honestly, when Josh Allen is healthy, it's the Bills. I think it's those three are that first tier, and then everybody else after that, there are legitimate questions about each of them in terms of their long-term playoff viability, whether or not they make the playoffs whatsoever. One of those questions with Minnesota, I think in the long term, is Kirk Cousins. Matthew Coller, the Purple Insider Vikings reporter, was on Freddie and Fitzsimmons yesterday, and he talked about, maybe this is a surprise, Q, why Kirk Cousins might not be the long-term answer in Minnesota.
I think that maybe Cousins isn't the greatest fit for this, which, again, seems weird to say when the team is winning so much. But it's not the offense that he's had for most of his career when he's had a lot of success. And that's always been the way to create him time, right? Get a lot of blocking in there, send receivers deep down the field, and play off of those the successful running game. Get those linebackers to jump up and bite. But that's not how they're playing offense this year. And I think that we've seen a lot of growing pains and how they adjust and adapt going down the stretch. I mean, it's really going to determine where this thing goes, because the offense they have right now and the defensive weaknesses that they have, like, this is not a real contender right now with the way they're playing. They have the talent to be that way, but I think there's some adjustments that are going to have to be made down the stretch.
Q, do you buy what Matt says there, that they're not a real contender?
Man, this is a good question, because I feel like we've been debating this for a couple weeks, and I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment and talk about what I just saw recently and last, which was that Cowboys beat down of the Vikings. I feel like that they're a team that I could believe in. I mean, when you're 8-1, that's how you feel, and then all of a sudden you see that whooping, and okay, now they're 8-2. How do they bounce back? I feel like tonight's going to tell me a lot about the Vikings. I think that you have to throw them in the conversation as a contender because they're 8-2. Right? I mean, they're
in a bad conference.
And they're in a bad, bad division, right? They're going to win that division, no doubt about it. And so, I mean, you throw them in that conversation, but I feel like that there's so many questions, especially with that run defense. They're not very good against the run, right? I mean, their defense in general is not very good, which is strange to talk about when you say the Minnesota Vikings. Normally, that's how they hang their hat and butter their bread, is by the defense. And this year, that's not how it's going. And Kirk Cousins, I don't know if he's the right fit for them. I don't know if he's the right fit for anyone. I do know what he is the right fit for, cash and checks. My man has cashed the most checks in the NFL. He has figured out the game of life. Kirk Cousins, if he is not a winner at anything else, he is a winner at the game of life. He has had more guaranteed contracts than anyone else known to man in the game of football. He's figured things out. He's a winner.
No, he is, although not in prime time, of course, as he's 11-17 against the spread.
The bank is closed in prime time, Michael.
Yeah, prime time. You know, listen, Kirk enjoys a good happy hour. Kirk enjoys a good early bird special. But if it gets late, like that late night menu that you've got at your local restaurant or bar that may be open tonight, by the time your Thanksgiving meal is over, when you want to escape your family if you've had enough. Kirk Cousins is not interested in that. He's ready to go to bed because it has not gone well for him in prime time. Since 2020, he's 5-10 against the spread as a home favorite, 10-3-2 to the over. The other thing with this is, I think, whether he is the long-term answer in Minnesota. And I have a tough time with that because I agree with Matt, and obviously Matt knows the Vikings so well, in that when I see Kirk Cousins when I covered the NFC North, he destroyed people with a strong run game, which they have with Dalvin Cook, and before that with Adrian Peterson, but they also ran it well in terms out of play action. He was one of the best play-action quarterbacks I've ever seen. He sold it so well, and that, as Matt was talking about, bought him some time to get some of those deep routes, whether it was Stephon Diggs or Adam Thielen and now Justin Jefferson. I think he needs to find an offense that runs a lot of play-action because that can, I think, really accentuate what Kirk Cousins does well. Listen, as much as we make fun of Kirk Cousins in prime time, I think he's still a quarterback who's very clearly in the top half of the league. And a lot of the teams that are having quarterback issues right now, Jets, for one, would gladly take Kirk Cousins. And maybe even Washington, his old home, would gladly take Kirk Cousins back.
Yeah. That's a good – I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good thought. I didn't think about some other teams like that. I'm telling you, I'm not 100% sure where the Kirk Cousins fit is because he's been, you know, in multiple locations now, and he's just – I think he's a good, like you said, you know, middle-of-the-road quarterback. He can get it done. I just don't know if he's a guy like a true winner, right? And I don't say that trying to be disrespectful. I just don't know if he's the guy that takes your team where it needs to be to get it done when it counts the most, which obviously is in the playoffs.
Sure, and I get that. But if we're going to really judge it based off of that, look at the last, 25 years in the NFL? If you're going to judge winners based off of that, there's like three winners in the NFL, man.
That's right.
I mean, let's just be real. I think that there's more to it than just, okay, you won a Super Bowl. Because then the only winners are Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and Russell Wilson, and we see what's going on with Russell Wilson right now.
Exactly.
But Cousins is 67-61-2 as a starter. He's completed 66.6% of his passes in his career. He's a very good player, right? Like, he's only had one under 500 season since 2018, and the worst season he's ever had as a full-time starter is 7-9. Like, I think you take that if you're most teams.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And again, there's more quarterbacks that are Kirk Cousins-like than there are the elite quarterbacks, right? I mean, there's guys, as long as you have the team around him, and again, this goes for a lot of quarterbacks, not just exclusive to Kirk Cousins, as long as you have the right team around him, and I think that Minnesota's biggest issue and what they're going to have to do if they're going to stick with Kirk Cousins, they're going to have to make sure that that defense is better, right? I mean, they made a few plays here and there. The defense is what helped them win that game against the Bills. Patrick Peterson coming up with a couple interceptions was big. But consistently being able to have a defense that they could lean on a little bit, they're going to need that to take that next step, in my opinion.
No, and listen, I think that's what we're starting to see is they're starting to rebuild that defense because their defense got old pretty quick because you had guys like Everson Griffin, guys like Danielle Hunter, guys like Anthony Barr, guys like Harrison Smith that you counted on for so long and that were such a core of that defense under Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer's gone now, and unfortunately, as both you and I know, Q, age comes, and it can come real, real fast.
Yeah.
And when it does, you got to be ready to fix it very quickly, and I think Minnesota seems like they're in the start of trying to revamp that defense. The other thing we've been doing is to be taking your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, that's 888-729-3776, about what are your Thanksgiving meal do's and don'ts on this national holiday and what coach or player gets the invite to your Thanksgiving feast. We'll go back out to the phone lines again. We're going to go to Michigan, where Kirk Cousins is from. Andy, who's your Thanksgiving Day guest, and is it Kirk Cousins?
Andy,
you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Great, Andy. How are you? Who's your Thanksgiving Day guest? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Man, I'm actually shocked it hasn't been brought up before. We got to have Terry Bradshaw over for dinner.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Yeah, that's just hours of entertainment. We just sit there and look at him and listen.
Or just sit there and look at him.
Oh, that's it. Come on, man.
No, because he's that guy. He's a funny dude, and he has funny tendencies. I mean, that's just the truth about him. He's got a funny – he's funny. He's a funny
guy. Yeah, no. Listen, Terry Bradshaw would be a great guest. We've been rolling through guests here today. Marv Levy, Bud Grant, Dan Campbell,
Terry
Ryan
Bradshaw
Day,
does comedy Nathaniel in Hockett. Vegas.
He does. Terry Bradshaw's awesome. Gronk, Tyson, LT. Terry Bradshaw's right near the top of that list, I think, without question, Q. Without question. I would gladly have Terry Bradshaw at my Thanksgiving meal because you know what? He can tell stories. He can be funny. And if I remember correctly, he can cook a little bit also, which Q, neither you and I can do.
No, no. Yeah, if he can cook, that's a bonus. I don't like to have to invite the guest over that cook. You know, I don't want to invite a guest and be like, hey, by the way, take over the wheels of steel, go ahead and cook. But if he can provide a helping hand, that also is good too.
Yeah, and you know what? If he can learn how to make a good turducken, that would be even better in terms of my Thanksgiving meal because a turducken, there ain't nothing better. Coming up, we're with you for another hour, so keep the calls on your Thanksgiving do's and don'ts as well as your what you want Thanksgiving gifts coming. Thanks for listening to Greeny on ESPN Radio. Barton Hahn is next.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcasts.